This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. And visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Going to be talking in a little bit about New California and the California state being insolvent. According to Chris Street, California is now insolvent. Will there be an insurrection declared in California by the President of the United States because of the insolvency? Probably. And, of course, California will have to be, they'll have to form New California. That's just the way it's going to be. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on. The president right now is still speaking to the assembled people about the emergency declaration that he is going to sign. He has not signed it specifically. He's going to march back in, according to his own report here, just before the break or during the break, into the Oval Office and sign the emergency declaration. And this is purportedly going to free up about $8 billion. Well, I guess about $6 billion to be freed up to the 1.75 and so on, a total of about $8 billion that he'll have available to him to continue building the wall. He makes the point in his presentation about the emergency declaration that it's needed. You've got fentanyl that's pouring across the border from the southern border. And he talked about China and how he talked to Jing, and Jing is going to, by agreement, put a stop to the fentanyl coming across our border because tens of thousands of people are dying every year from fentanyl. And, of course, the step function into fentanyl is marijuana. Right. You know, as we continue to legalize marijuana across this nation, you're going to get more of these addictive drugs coming on board. And we're going to see higher rates of this unless that is stopped. Yeah, that's another gambit of stuff that comes across the border. But interesting, a lot of it goes south from California across the border because of the cartels and the rampant raping of California's lands. Pristine, you know, high Sierras, the Sierra foothills, the coastal regions for all the cartel, the explosion that we've seen in the last 8 years under the Brown administration. The cartels just raping the land, literally raping the land. It's supposed to be protected, right? These radical environmentalists like Jerry Brown are supposed to protect the land, but in fact is allowed the rape of the land of California for the cartel purposes of growing, you know, billions of dollars worth of marijuana. and of course all the things that have gone along with that, and the destruction of our education system. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that the lowered test scores, the problems that we have in the educational system, especially here in California and throughout the nation, in those areas, those schools that those school districts that have legalized marijuana, first medicinally, that's the step, then the next step is recreationally. We're losing generations of kids based upon this, and this is a open report. I talk to principals, I talk to superintendents all throughout these states. They tell me the same thing. So we are going to continue down that road unless we stop the marijuana situation in front of the fentanyl. But that's another part of the story. The other part of the story, though, is what's going on with the with the border wall, with the whole situation at the border. We've been pounding on this and pounding on this and pounding on this. Obviously, the president is doing it his job. And this is, you know, people are going to attack him from all over the place because they, you know, obviously they've got their hand in the money pot, that sort of thing. And the Democrats are clearly behind a lot of this stuff and understand it. And so they're beholding to a lot of these people that are getting billions of dollars, churches in particular, church organizations across on this side of the border. You know, Pueblo Sin Frontera is related to many different church organizations on this side of the border that are getting billions of dollars from these illegal foreign nationals that are coming across the border illegally. And we talked about this in the last hour, but this is what the president is supposed to do as the commander in chief. He is supposed to protect. He's supposed to protect us from vicious criminals. He's supposed to keep us free from invasion. And he's supposed to provide for and guarantee a Republican form of governance. And, of course, all those three things are gone out of California. And it's been with a forethought and by design and by plan that the state of California has done such actions. So this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're doing moving forward, is that the president of the United States is absolutely doing his job. He swore an oath. He's doing his job by signing this emergency order. We're going to jump in here on some of the questions that he's getting from the press corps.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Roberta Rampton from Reuters. I wanted to ask about China. Do you feel that enough progress has been made in the talks to head off the increase in tariffs scheduled for March 1?
Well, you know, you're talking to the wrong person because I happen to like tariffs, okay? I mean, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars in tariffs from China. And our steel industry now is an example. We tax dumped steel. Much of it comes from China at 25%. Our steel industry is so vibrant now again. They're building plants all over the United States. It's a beautiful thing. And from a defensive standpoint and from any standpoint, you need steel. You know, you can do without certain industries. Our country cannot do without steel. So I love tariffs, but I also love them to negotiate. And right now, China is paying us billions of dollars a year in tariffs. And I haven't even started. Now, here's the thing. If we make a deal, they won't have to pay. You know, it'll be a whole different story. They won't be paying that, but we'll have a fair deal. There won't be intellectual property theft. There won't be so many other things that have gone on. And no other president has done this. No other president. We didn't have a deal with China. Yet the WTO, one of the worst trade deals ever made, probably even worse than NAFTA, if that's believable, which is, you know, hard to believe, because I think NAFTA was just a disaster. It was a total disaster for our country. And now we made the USMCA, which is going to be a great deal. And by the way, the USMCA from Mexico, that's the United States, Mexico, Canada, that's where the money's coming from, not directly but indirectly, for the wall. And nobody wants to talk about that, because we're saving billions and billions of dollars a year if Congress approves that deal. Now, they might not want to approve a deal just because they'll say, one of the things I'm thinking of doing, this has never been done before. No matter how good a deal I make with China, if they sell me Beijing for $1, if they give me 50% of their land and every ship that they've built over the last 2 years, which is a lot, and they give them to me free, the Democrats will say, what a lousy deal. That's a terrible deal. Like ZTE, I got more than $1 billion penalty in a short period of time. And the Democrats said, oh, should have gotten more. When I made that deal, I said, this is incredible. I got over $1 billion penalty, plus they had to change their board of directors. They had to change their top management. But they had to pay.
Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, burning down the house is exactly what Donald Trump is doing right now. Talking about the emergency declaration that he is about to sign. He hasn't signed it yet, to be specific. At least as we were talking here on the radio, and of course you're going to listen to this on the podcast, he's taking questions right now from the press out in the Rose Garden. It's very cold, and of course, I'm sure that's by design, keep everybody cold and uncomfortable, as he's not uncomfortable, but he's talking about the situation going on at the border, and they're taking questions back and forth about immigration reform and so on. So let's listen in a little bit more, and then we've got to get into our regular programming. Hopefully the president's going to be wrapping it up and going in there and signing the declaration.
I'm not going to put in my stars. I'm going to put in people I don't want. The lottery system's a disaster. I'm stuck with it.
Mr. President, could you tell us?
It should have never happened. Okay.
Mr. President, could you tell us to what degree some of the outside conservative voices helped to shape your views on this national emergency?
I would talk about it. Look, Sean Hannity has been a terrific supporter of what I do. Not of me, If I changed my views, he wouldn't be with me. Rush Limbaugh, I think he's a great guy. He's a guy who can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime. For 3 hours he speaks. He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Try speaking for 3 hours without taking calls. Taking calls is easy. Okay, I'll answer this one, I'll answer that one. He goes for 3 hours, and he's got an audience that's fantastic. Wait. They don't decide policy. In fact, if I went opposite, I mean, they have somebody, Ann Coulter. I don't know her. I hardly know her. I haven't spoken to her in way over a year. But the press loves saying Ann Coulter. Probably if I did speak to her, she'd be very nice. I just don't have the time to speak to her. I would speak to her. I have nothing against her. In fact, I like her for one reason. When they asked her, like right at the beginning, who's going to win the election? She said, Donald Trump. And the two people that asked her that question smiled. They said, you're kidding, aren't you? Nope, Donald Trump. So I like her. But she's off the reservation. But anybody that knows her understands that. But I haven't spoken to her. I don't follow her. I don't talk to her. But the press loves to bring up the name Ann Coulter. And you know what? I think she's fine. I think she's good. But I just don't speak to her. Laura's been great. Laura Ingraham. Tucker Carlson's been great. I actually have a couple of people on CNN that have been very good. I have some on MSNBC the other day. They did a great report of me. I say, where the hell did that come from? I think it was the only one in over a year. So the crazy thing is, I just had, as you know, Rasmussen 52% in the polls. It's my highest poll number. And people get what we're doing. They get it. They really get it. And I'm honored by it. Yes, Jim Acosta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wonder if you could comment on this disconnect that we seem to have in this country where you are presenting information about what's happening at the border, calling it an invasion, talking about women with duct tape over their mouths and so on. And yet there's a lot of reporting out there. There's a lot of crime data out there. There's a lot of Department of Homeland Security data out there that shows border crossings at a near record low. That shows undocumented immigrants committing crime at lower levels. That shows undocumented criminals or undocumented immigrants committing crime at lower levels than native-born Americans. What do you say to
you don't really believe that stat. Do you really believe that stat? Take a look at our federal prisons.
I believe in facts and statistics.
Okay, any more quick. Let's go.
Let me just ask you this. What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall because you couldn't get it through other ways?
Moms, what do you think? Do you think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons.
Perfect.
Okay? Because your question is a very political question because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news. You have an agenda. The numbers that you gave are wrong. Take a look at our federal prison population. See how many of them, percentage-wise, are illegal aliens. Just see. Go ahead and see. It's a fake question. Yes, go ahead.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to follow up on that, unifying crime reporting statistics, numbers from your own Border Patrol, numbers from this government show that the amount of illegal immigrants are down. There is not violence on the border. And that
there's
most
not violence on the
there's
border?
Not as much violence
as
let me finish the
killed.
Question, please. Let me finish the question.
2 weeks
please.
Ago, 26 people were killed in a gunfight on the border.
I understand what you're
a
saying.
A mile away from where I went.
I was there. I understand. That's not the question. The question is,
do we forget about that?
No, I'm not forgetting about it. I'm asking you to clarify where you get your numbers because most of the DEA crimes reporting statistics that we see show that drugs are coming across at the ports of entry, that illegal immigration is down, and the violence is down. Okay. So what do you base your facts on?
Come on, let's go.
You get one. Well, the
ready?
Second
Just
question
sit down.
Is...
Wait, sit down. Sit down.
Could you please
sit
answer
Sit down.
It?
You get one question. I get my numbers from a lot of sources, like Homeland Security, primarily. And the numbers that I have from Homeland Security are a disaster. And you know what else is a disaster? The numbers that come out of Homeland Security, Kirsten, for the cost that we spend and the money that we lose because of illegal immigration. billions and billions of dollars a month. Billions and billions of dollars. And it's unnecessary.
So your own government stats are wrong, are you saying?
No, no. I use many stats.
Could you share those stats with us?
Let me tell you, you have stats that are far worse than the ones that I use. But I use many stats, but I also use Homeland Security. All right, next
question.
And
do you, wait a minute, just a quick follow-up.
Go, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to bring you back to China for a second. The White House put out a statement today talking about the March 1st deadline. The other day, though, you gave the possibility that maybe this could slide. Are you eyeing a possible extension, 30 days, maybe 60 days? Where does the status there? Or is March 1st
the deadline? So it's a very big deal. I guess you could say it's like, must be the biggest deal ever made, if you think. Trade with China, how big does that get? Although, if you look, the USMCA is right up there. But it's very complicated. There are many, many points that we're bringing up that nobody ever brought up or thought to bring up, but they're very important because we were on the wrong side of every one of them. There is a possibility that I will extend the date. And if I do that, if I see that we're close to a deal or the deal is going in the right direction, I would do that at the same tariffs that we're charging now. I would not increase the tariffs.
Let me also ask you about the debt, sir, because it's gone from a shade under $20 trillion from when you took office. Now it's a shade over $22 trillion and heading in the wrong direction. What are your plans to reverse it?
Well, it's all about growth. But before focus on that, and you have to remember, President Obama put on more debt on this country than every president in the history of our country combined. So when I took over, we had one man that put on more debt than every other president combined. Combine them all. So you can't be talking about that. But I talk about it because I consider it very important. But first, I have to straighten out the military. The military was depleted. And if we don't have a strong military that hopefully we won't have to use because it's strong, if we don't have a strong military, you don't have to worry about debt. You have bigger problems. So I have to straighten out the military. That's why I did the 700 and 716 billion. But growth will straighten it out. You saw last month the trade deficit went way down. Everybody said, what happened? Well, what's happening is growth. But before I can focus too much on that, a very big expense is military. And we have no choice but to straighten out our military.
Is growth the only answer, sir, or is entitlement?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On North Korea, back on the last summit, you guys came out with a pretty general agreement.
Yes.
I was wondering what you thought has been accomplished since the last summit, and then are we going to be seeing anything concrete on denuclearization?
Yeah, a lot's been accomplished. We're dealing with them. We're talking to them. When I came into office, I met right there in the Oval Office with President Obama, and I sat in those beautiful chairs, and we talked. It was supposed to be 15 minutes. As you know, it ended up being many times longer than that. And I said, what's the biggest problem? He said, by far, North Korea. And I don't want to speak for him.
Okay, well, we're going to be back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we've been monitoring and watching the President of the United States over the last, really, last hour and this hour in many parts. And he's went into a press conference and got into a very contentious situation with, of course, Jim Acosta and a couple of the other reporters. And one of the things that was coming out, and by the way, he just walked into the Oval Office as our commercial. You know, listen, we gotta make money too. Anyway, as our commercials were playing over the break, he walked back into the office, and presumably, as he has promised, he is going to be signing the emergency declaration about the border, and which is going to free up a lot of assets and so on. And people are saying that he's legislating, you know, from the office. It has nothing to do with being a president, basically. This is this emergency declaration ability and capability has been something that has been with us since the mid-70s. It was something that was deemed to be necessary. And originally, there was going to be a hold on the president. In other words, the Congress could withdraw the emergency declaration at any time. And, of course, that was found to be unconstitutional in the courts. And so the president now has this hanging over his head. This is what is hanging over his head. He's going to be challenged immediately. We all kind of know what the drill is. And it was kind of interesting. He's quite candid about how the, you know, the courts are going to be used, especially in the Ninth Circuit Courts of Appeal in California. They all know what the drill is. And, of course, this is the whole thing, the San Francisco elites, again, controlling the country. You know, because, you know, this is the Ninth Circuit really focuses around the whole San Francisco area, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Dianne Feinstein's, the Kamala Harris, the Jerry Browns, the Gavin Newt, that whole cabal of people, which is really representative of that group that's going to be pretty much influencing the Ninth Circuit. Now, we do have some judges that I understand are going through confirmation for the Ninth Circuit, three of them that would be conservative judges. They've been absolutely put up there by the Trump administration. They've had these vacancies. And, of course, it's interesting that you can – if you want to weaken the judicial system and the judicial branch, don't issue any judges. Just don't confirm any judges. And it kind of diminishes the strength of the deliberative nature. And, again, it's that deliberative nature about thinking things through that the left is always so good at. And you saw that with the Obama administration trying to disable basically the Senate, the largest deliberative body in the nation – in the world, actually. And, of course, they've done that through Reynolds versus Sims. We've talked about that on the New California side of things. And that this is this court case, Reynolds versus Sims, which basically did away with the deliberative nature of senators for counties in states. That's really what happened. So you disarm them, you make them part of the gaggle of House of Representatives or Assembly members, whatever it is in your state. So senators became representatives of people only, not necessarily their proper jurisdictional area, their sovereign counties within a state. They did away with that. So it lessened the ability of people to deliberate, think about it, talk about it, get these laws, you know, basically understood. That right now in California, of course, the big crisis here in California stems from the fact that the Constitution has been amended so many times, over 530 times since 1879. And this has led to chaos in the legislature and chaos in government and led to basically, by design, and there's no question, if you take a look at how things have been structured over time, by design, the totalitarian nature of California. And this is one of the things that they had to have was this Reynolds versus Sims decision, and then followed up Reynolds versus Sims in 1964, and then after that it was in 1966 they came up with the year-long legislature. So it basically said that the legislature is going to run 11 months out of the year, as opposed to once every 2 years. So they changed the Constitution that way, and now what we have is we have a monoparty system that's led by basically Republicans and Democrats, a one-party system. They have joined forces together. You only have a few Republicans in the Assembly and also the Senate versus the Democrats. And, of course, you have to get along to go along. So that's basically what we're seeing from the Republican Party. And, of course, the disruption in the Republican Party from the standpoint that the party itself in California is completely corrupt and certainly pushing away conservatives and destroying candidates. They're mainly because the Republican Party of California, the California Republican Party, being so corrupt within itself, it's designed to destroy the Republican Party and conservatism in California, which has done a very good job. You know, it's a losing situation if you're somebody that you think you can be affiliated with the Republican Party of California. If you think you're going to win anything utilizing the help of the Republican Party, you're probably going to lose because – number one, you're probably conservative, and that, of course, if you're conservative and you're in the California Republican Party, that's verboten. They'll take you out in a heartbeat. That's been proven over and over and over and over again. But the bottom line to it is that the California legislature itself is completely corrupted. It's a one-party system, and so is the governor. That's why you have a dictatorship here. Well, that spills over into the lack of deliberation. That's my whole point, is the California Senate does not deliberate any longer. You can introduce a bill one day and have it passed that day and then signed the next day by the governor. Where's the deliberation? Normally these bills would take a lot of time to consider, you know, weeks and months actually before they come to fruition. Some still do, but nothing like when you have last year California had 1,016 bills passed. That's a machine at an industrial level that's going on there in California. That's just absolutely a machine. I want to tune in here real quickly to what's going on in Fox. They're talking to Mike Wallace, and Chris Wallace.
And as you rightly point out, having these angel moms turn around and hold up the pictures of their dead children is a powerful moment. But he is always on offense when it comes to his ideas. And again, we saw it again today. Quick last comment on that, then we're going to roll.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it was interesting. I kind of wondered, you're declaring a national emergency. Why do you talk about these other things? And you're exactly right, because he doesn't know how long the networks are going to stay on and cover it. And he's able to sell his policy on North Korea, his policy on China, his policy on the economy. And, oh, by the way, yeah, I'm going to get to the wall. You're right. He is a master at branding. He's a master at selling.
Now, on China and Russia, they're helping us with regard to North Korea. Also mentioned South Korea and Japan. That's going to be a big topic for us coming up in about 10 days. Chris, thank you so much. See you on Sunday.
You bet. And we'll have Rush Limbaugh on the show, the king of talk radio, his annual appearance on the show.
Good. All right, Chris, thank you so much. Enjoy that.
Bye,
thanks
guys
for being with us today. Quick break here. A lot more reaction coming up on this. We'll let you know what's going to happen next with Ari Fleischer on deck.
Well, if we turn up the volume. Sorry about that. Turn up the. Here I am talking away. Volume's not up. Anyway, I wanted to get that last little comment in there about the president and how effective he was in this press gaggle. There was a point at which some of the reporters, and this is one of the things I wanted to get to. There were some reporters in there, and Acosta was bringing this out, saying that the statistics are not the same statistics they see in the media as what Trump cites. And Trump went at it and said, well, you know, I get my information from Homeland Security. And these guys are getting, and another reporter stepped up and said the same thing. Now, it's interesting because we've heard the Democrats using these statistics from other governmental sources that there is no threat at the border. And the bottom line is, where does that statistical information come from that they're using, the reporters, versus what he's getting at Homeland Security? There's a disconnect, ladies and gentlemen, a big one. We can plug that gap. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we've been following what's been going on with the president. National emergency has been declared. He's probably signed the paperwork now. He said he was going to go in and sign the paperwork following the press conference that he had, kind of contentious, obviously. One of the big things that came up as we were talking about before the break here was that he has statistics, and then the press has statistics about the number of border crossings coming across the border. Now, my hunch has been, and I've been watching this, and it came up today, so I thought I'd bring it up to you, that as you go through this, and this may be one of the problems, the disconnect as to on the other side, that they have their statistics and so does he. So the government, the deep state government, this is my play on this, and it's speculation. I think it needs to be reviewed. The agencies with which perhaps the FBI, hello, and Department of Justice, hello, which are, of course, as we have seen, as we saw in the very beginning of the show, or we listened to anyway, with Andrew McCabe and all these folks, were a complete coup d'etat going on here in it's pretty obvious that that's exactly what is happening. For the first time in our nation's history, at least memorable history, we have a complete coup d'etat. I mean, since Abraham Lincoln was assassinated or John Kennedy was assassinated, it's a coup d'etat attempt. And as we saw with Kennedy, the Kennedy assassination, as we move forward with all that, the disaster that was taking place with the Kennedy assassination, and of course, Lyndon Johnson in his involvement in Vietnam and all this other good stuff. I mean, history is not treating a lot of people very kindly about the assassination of John Kennedy, as we find out more details about that and who was involved. So now you take a look at what happened here, and basically it's a lot of the same usual suspects that have been able to foist upon the American people this challenge, this coup d'etat that stems really from the Obama administration, if not even including Barack Hussein Obama himself. I mean, as you go up the pecking order as to the Department of Justice from McCabe on forward to Comey and even Mueller and so on, you start to realize that Obama, the president of the United States, was actively involved of this coup d'etat that we have seen, this attempted coup d'etat. Now, where is Mueller? Where is that Mueller report? Where are we at with that? Who's talking about the Mueller report? Is anybody talking about the Mueller report? Doesn't seem like it now, does it? We're not hearing, in other words, we're hearing more on the one side that they're not going to even report out with the Mueller report. They're not going to do it. Nothing to see here. We'll just move along. Wow. And they can do that. And therein lies the big challenge. Mueller's report just doesn't come out. Oops, nothing to see. We don't want that report out because there's going to be evidence in that report that will be used against who? Those that committed the coup d'etat. Oh. I mean, it's just kind of, doesn't that make a lot of sense? they are going to be the ones that are out there with the information, the evidence that will convict them. And what could they convict them of? Treason. And what does treason carry with it? The death penalty. That's where we're at in this, our American history right now. I mean, talk about insurrection. Insurrection. Which brings us to another interesting article that our very own Chris Street has written. And you can find this article, actually, on newcaliforniastate.com. And I think it's on, it may, in fact, be on American Thinker. Can't be Thunker. Thinker. American Thinker. And it's an interesting titled article from Chris Street. Very, very interesting titled article. And this, what he is saying is that California is insolvent. Yeah. Based upon the numbers, and we've been following these numbers over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, actually since the middle of January when we got the bad numbers from December. And what we have is a failure to communicate. Not really. We have a non-failure to communicate, which means that we're finding out what the real true financial numbers are in California. And we realize that what happened in California in December is that they came up short in terms of projected tax revenue. And that short number, it was about $4.8 billion. Then to be followed up here in February by about another $3 billion short, plus the president is holding back $9 billion worth of relief for the state of California for fire relief, right? So now, wait a minute, what's going on here in California? And there's other numbers that are out there as well that are reflective of this. So what Chris Street has said is, look, California is broke as a joke. Now, here is the thing. Not only that, but add on to the fact that Gavin Newsom decided to do away with the bullet train, high-speed rail. Well, we got $100, $200 billion for this project. We've got money left over. We're going to keep it. And Donald Trump says, whoa, 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 not so fast. You're not going to keep it. You're not going to keep it. We want it back. And they can get it back. And Newsom says, no, it's our money. We're going to keep it. No, that's not the way it works. Shows you the ignorance of Gavin Newsom. That's not the way it works in the federal money land. If you have extra money, you got to give it back. We had extra money after one of our grants. We had to give it back. That's the same thing. That's just basic protocol. Now what we've got going on is this. On top of all the other things, the fires, the disasters, and all this other stuff of PG&E, this is Chris's article, Insolvent California Wants to Nationalize Bankrupt PG&E. Pacific Gas and Electric, they want to nationalize it, make it part of the state. You see, one of the goals that the leftists are trying to do in California is nationalize everything. All your utilities, water, electricity, the air you breathe, miles that you drive. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So insolvent California wants to nationalize bankrupt PG&E. That's the goal. Absolutely is the goal. The Rothschilds, of course, is PG&E if you haven't figured this one out. Kind of hard to bankrupt the Rothschilds, right? But it's not so much of a stretch if you're trying to protect the governor of California and the government of California, which has been complicit in the destruction of California wildlands with all these wildfires in lack of their responsibility to, thin out the forests, right? Gross mismanagement by the state of California has resulted in all these big, high-intensity fires. There's no question about it. But this is what Chris's article leads into, and we only have a minute here. It says, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the insolvent state of California is putting together a strike team that could move to nationalize the assets of the bankrupt PG&E utility. Newsom told lawmakers in his State of the State speech, we're facing hard decisions that are coming due. In his first month in office, Newsom has been dealing with a $7 billion tax shortfall since December. $1 trillion worth of unfunded public employee pensions, President Trump threatening to withhold $9 billion in wildfire aid and the cancellation of the state's $98.1 billion high-speed rail boondoggle. Undeterred by the tsunami of grim financial challenges, the wildly progressive rookie governor trumpeted that he convened a strike team supposedly crewed by the nation's best bankruptcy attorneys and financial experts from across the energy sector to develop a comprehensive PG&E strategy to unveil within the next 60 days. Many industrial analysts believe Newsom is scheming to have the state of California nationalize PG&E by engineering a wipeout of public shareholders and forcing holders of PG&E's $18 billion debt to take a principal haircut. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.